Welcome to Love Notes, where every whisper, every sigh, and every beat of the heart tells a story of love's timeless journey. I'm your host, Kesey Monique, and I invite you to join me on an extraordinary exploration of the most profound and enduring emotion known to humanity. That's right, love. Something we all desire, but often don't know how to get and keep. In each episode, we will dive deep into the ocean of love, exploring its myriad forms and expressions, from the tender beginnings of a budding romance to the steadfast commitment of a lifelong partnership. Love Notes is a sanctuary for all who believe in the power of love to transform lives and illuminate the darkest of days. Through intimate interviews, heartfelt anecdotes, and soul-stirring poetry, we'll traverse the highs and lows of love's rollercoaster ride, celebrating its triumphs and offering solace in its trials. Whether you're embarking on your own love story or simply seeking inspiration from the stories of others, you'll find a home among the Love Notes community. So grab yourself a cozy blanket and pour yourself a cup of tea, or grab your favorite bottle of wine or champagne, and allow yourself to be swept away by the timeless melodies of love's symphony. Together, let us pen a love story for the ages, one love note at a time. Welcome to Love Notes, another enjoyable episode. In this love note, I want to start out with my love letter, and then we're going to grow from there. My dearest future husband, as I sit down to pen these words, my heart dances with anticipation for the life that we will share together. From the depths of my being, I want you to know that I desire your affection more than words could ever express. Your love is the anchor that grounds me, the light that guides me through the darkest of days. In your arms is where I find my peace, my warmth, and a sense of belonging that I've longed for all of my life. Your touch sends shivers down my spine, igniting the fire that burns within the passion and devotion. With each heartbeat, I yearn for the sweetness of your embrace, the tenderness of your caress. Every moment spent in your presence is a precious gift, a treasure that I hold nearer and dearer than any jewel or gem that this world could ever define. For it is in your eyes that I see my reflection, my hopes, my dreams mirrored back to me with unwavering acceptance and love. My dear future husband, I know that my love for you has no bounds. It is infinite, and with each passing day, it only grows stronger and more solid. I long to walk hand in hand with you through our life's journey, facing whatever challenges may come our way, knowing that together we can accomplish and conquer anything. Your affection solidifies my heart. Yours truly, your future wife, Kesey Monique. Affection is something that I strongly believe soothes some of the toughest moments in life. as well as usher us into some of the greatest moments in life. Affection is the tender feeling of fondness, warmth, and care towards someone. It often involves expressing love, kindness, and appreciation through actions, words, and gestures. Affection can be displayed in various forms, such as hugs, kisses, compliments, acts of service, as well as emotional intimacy and physical intimacy. And it strengthens the emotional bond between individuals in their relationships. Affection is something that we desire from a loved one, from a partner. When you go to work, you don't desire affection from your boss. I mean, that is, unless your boss is your spouse, or if you're having a relationship with your boss, you may desire that. But in my world, I go to work to work. I go to work because, like everybody else, you desire a paycheck. I don't go to work to look for affection. I don't go to work to even look for friends. Those are bonuses. If you make a friend at work, that is a huge ordeal. In the end, you have a huge win, especially if you're that person and you can honestly say, this is my friend. When I go to the grocery store, I don't look for affection. I look for what I want to purchase, get my things, and I get out of there. I may window shop a little bit, but overall, I'm not looking for affection. When I come home, I'm definitely looking for affection. The lovely part about it for me is that it's always there in many forms. These were some things that I needed to have. These were, and I say these because of the elements that surround affection. This was something that I had to have. This was a non-negotiable on my list of must-haves. Affection. Some people are not as affectionate as others. I am that touchy-feely person, whether it's touching your hand, laying my head on your chest, spooning, whatever it is, I'm an affectionate person. And that was something I knew I needed from my future husband. When I met him, I thought he was a big old teddy bear. And I thought, geez, I'd love to lay my head on his chest. When I come home now, there's some days I just want to fall into his arms and just be there in that moment and enjoy the tune of his heartbeat. Thankfully, it absolutely plays out like that. I love the idea that he is willing to give me everything that I need and desire from him. I laughed one day when he told me that he wished he could give me more than what he has. And I'm like, really? Like, you give me everything. The only thing that I long for is more time together. So that is why I am working to retire us. He works a lot on the front end where I don't have to worry about household bills. I don't have to worry about small bills, things like that. So yes, I'm working on the greater plan. But his affection, it was something that I needed. It was something that I desired, something that I yearned for, even as a young child. I didn't really know what it looked like. The wrong people were touching me physically, mentally, and emotionally. You have to know when the affection is not about you and all about them, which essentially turns into a violation. Why do you say violation, Kesey? Because if that person is not willing to fully indulge in the process of affection in the right way, it becomes a violation. For example, you can't call someone ugly, stupid, dumb, or any other name that is less appealing, I'll say. You can't call them out their name and then want them to cuddle with you, and vice versa. They can't call you out of your name and think you're okay with it, unless you are. There are some people who they don't mind, and I've witnessed this for myself. I don't get it, but they're okay with being called a dumb bee or a stupid bee or something like that. And then the next thing you know, they're lovey-dovey, super affectionate, I can't live my life without you type of thing. That just doesn't work for me. There's a point in time where you have to mentally stimulate someone so that psychologically they can show up and meet the need. If that is broken, if that is violated, what is the plan for the affection. You can't say horrible things to someone and then want them to show up for you. I knew needing affection, it was something that I was willing to give. If it wasn't something that I was not willing to give, I wouldn't ask for it. In essence, what I desired, I became. What I desired, I became. I'm gonna say that one more time. What I desired, I became. So that's not to say, well, I want to marry a doctor, that you must become a doctor. Now, if you desire to become a doctor and you want to marry a doctor, so be it. My family doctor is married to a doctor. His wife is an anesthesiologist. I've worked with both of them, but that works out for them. That may not work out for everyone. However, affection was something that I knew I could give, and I knew I could give it strongly. And I found that men need affection too. I'm looking at my cousin's husband. I'm looking at my other cousin who's getting married soon, her soon-to-be husband. I look at my friends and the men that they're married to or dating. Guys desire affection too. They desire it just as much as we do. Sometimes they don't want all of the same things that we want in affection. So that's a conversation to have. What do you like? How do you like me to touch you? How do you like me to talk to you throughout the day? Because some people may like to receive text messages with "and I love you" or "how's your day going today" or something that would mentally stimulate you to move to another level. For example, my husband, who was once my future husband, texts me every day, "how is your day going, beautiful?" And I'm just like, I look forward to those texts, and I'll tell him how my day is going. And then I turn around and I say, "how's your day going, my sexy guy, or my sexy husband, or my sexy man, or my beautiful black man?" He'll say, "it's okay." So then that leaves the door open for me to say, "can I make it any better?" And of course, he always says, "by all means." So I already know what that means. I know my husband. And as I sit here and I smile and I reminisce on some really fabulous moments that we've shared, it just makes me thank Yah for everything that he put in me to draw him into my life, to attract such a man. I am honored to be his wife. I am honored to be his best friend, and I am honored to be his lover. I will tell you, I have no regrets. I have no questions. I have no what ifs. When I came into our relationship, it was very non-traditional, but I was so excited. The one thing he told me in the very beginning, in our first conversation, in fact, there's some things you just know. And he knew he wanted to marry me. So ladies, what is one thing, and I'm only asking for one because we're talking about one subject. What is one thing that you cannot live without, that you can look back on, that you can read next year and you can say, dog, I remember when he started doing this, and it just melts my heart every time I think of it. And men and women, but men, don't enter a woman's life one way and then don't finish it. And ladies, same thing. If you're not willing to finish what you start, don't start it at all. If you're having doubts, you're unsure of some things, you just don't know, scale back on the sex. Cut it off until you know that you know. In fact, I'm gonna go a step further and say, get out of a state of fornication, period. You are soul tying yourself to someone who is not your husband. Well, we're gonna eventually get married. Listen, get out of the fornicating state of mind, state of being. Get out of it. I know everyone has their theories about things and how they wish to do things, but if you are being convicted by the Holy Spirit, move on that conviction. Do what you know is right. I strongly encourage you. However, it was essential for my future husband to know that I needed his affection. When I lay on my husband's chest and I hear his heartbeat, it is so soothing. What are you looking for? What is that one thing that you can't live without, that you can turn around and read next year and the year after and the year after and look back and say, wow, his affection for me is amazing. Write it down and make it plain. That one thing you absolutely cannot live without. When you look back on it, it'll make you smile. When you're able to share and show others others, it'll make you smile. I knew I did not want to live without affection. That would have been settling and compromising. And I was no longer willing to do either of the two. I knew I had to have affection. I was not willing to give it up. I was not willing to sacrifice it. It was a must have. As we come to the end of another astounding episode of Love Notes, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this journey through the tapestry of love. May the stories that we've shared and the sentiments that were expressed continue to resonate with your soul, reminding you of the boundless beauty that love brings into our lives. Remember, dear listeners, that love is not merely a word or emotion, but it is a true force of nature, capable of healing wounds, bridging divides and gaps, and igniting the flames of hope in even the darkest of times. So as you go about your day, may you carry the warmth of love in your heart and share its light with all whom you encounter. Until we meet again for another heartwarming installment of Love Notes, may your days be filled with laughter, your nights with sweet dreams, and your heart with the ever-present melody of love's eternal song. With all my love, your favorite podcast host, Kesey Monique.